Well, hi there. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. I'm here with Eric Heckman, and today you're going to get straightforward advice on how to plan for a secure and comfortable retirement. Now, before we get started today, I'm going to give you a telephone number, and I want you to write it down so that you can call Eric or you can text him with any question that you might have, or if you'd like to set up that complimentary session for that blueprint to worryless wealth that Eric is offering you today. You can call right now during our show. The number is 408-297-9800. Again, 408-297-9800. Today, we do have a special guest on our show later. Marilyn Brown Ross is going to be joining us again. She's with Open Mortgages. And Eric and Marilyn are going to be discussing reverse mortgages. So you'll want to stick around for that. But first of all, you know, we are so glad that you joined us today, because today we're going to look a little bit deeper at a piece of the retirement financial puzzle that really could benefit all of us. And, you know, most of us have spent our lifetime, our working years, just saving, saving, saving. Maybe you've saved for, you know, that employer plan, that 401k, or perhaps you've put it in brokerage accounts. You have Roth IRAs, traditional IRAs. Maybe you have a whole lot of things, and you feel like, oh, I'm pretty diversified. Maybe you feel pretty good about the amount that you've saved for retirement. But here's the big question. Do you really have a solid financial plan, or do you simply just have a nice portfolio full of a lot of different investments? Now, Eric, I know you deal with this on a daily basis. So do you have clients who come in and find out that they don't actually know the difference between a portfolio and a solid financial retirement plan?
Yeah, well, every single week we have people having this issue. And, you know, the sad part is most people in my business, you know, the financial planning and financial advisory business, really, most of them are investment managers. That's really what they are. Is they're going to give you some sort of asset allocation, or maybe you go online to your 401k or some of these robo-advisors, and, you know, they're telling you that you should have this much in, you know, this type of stocks or this type of bonds, or, you know, how much in stocks and bonds just generally. That's not a plan. That is just really, you know, how to cook one thing, but you need a lot more, you know, recipes going to, if you want to get, you know, really that great retirement. And so, you know, really what you have to have, and first and foremost on any sort of plan, is you have to have that income plan. I mean, if you're over 50 and you're looking to retire, hopefully sometime, then you need that income plan. And, you know, and so that's where, you know, a lot of these types of analysis or types of asset allocation, you know, they really fall short.
Are you saying then that our portfolios aren't really going to be well suited for, you know, our purposes?
Well, you know, there's two sections of really planning, you know, of time, kind of time phases in life, right? One, the first one is once you know, you get out of high school and graduate from college, all that stuff, you get a job, start working, trying to build up that nest egg, trying to get that, you know, money being bigger and bigger and bigger. And I'd say probably about 80-85% of this industry of mine is all focused on that, building up, creating more wealth down the road, you know, having a bigger nest egg. But that has nothing to do with taking money out. It has nothing to do with how to best do it. You know, how to make sure that these investments are still suitable for you and you know, really what you're trying to achieve. So, you know, really what you want to do is you want to look at how, you know, what type of person are you working with? You know, if you're doing this on your own, obviously it's yourself. Well, you know, how are you doing that switch? Are you starting to switch to stuff that has more income, stuff that's really less volatile? You know, that's one of the big keys in retirement, is you don't want those bad years at the early end of the year or of your retirement. You know, you want those, if they're going to happen, a lot later, where they have less of effect. And then also, if you're working with a financial advisor of some sort, you know, are they building an income plan? Are they looking at your income taxes? I mean, if your financial advisor's never looked at your income tax, they're not really a financial advisor. They're an investment manager. And that's all they are. Mm-hmm. You know, you want somebody who's fiduciary based. You want somebody who, you know, really knows what they're doing. Somebody who's doing work based on your best interest at heart, not just whatever products their company tells them they have to sell this month. So, you know, if that's something you want to do, if that's something you want to, you know, take a look at, and you want to get our 5-point plan. And so this covers, first and foremost, income. You have to have that, or else there's no retirement. Then investments. Then how do the taxes affect those two other items, the income and the investments? And then going on to healthcare and legacy issues. So this is our blueprint to worry less wealth process. That blueprint to having you worry less about your retirement, worry less about where your money's at, and have a lot more fun, because you can have an exciting portfolio, or you can have an exciting life. And for my clients, I want them to have that exciting life. So if you want to take a chance and find out what this is about for you, see how this is looking for your situation, you know, just pick up the phone, give us a call, 408-297-9800. It's totally free, no cost, no obligation, 408-297-9800. We'll look at where you're at right now. We'll take you through this process. And then it's up to you if you want to work with us or not, but at least you'll get this information and you'll kind of know where to go from there. So again, last, give you out the number. You can call or text 408-297-9800, or you can always find us at wealthcreator.com.
You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. He is president of Heckman Financial. And you're going to get straightforward advice on how to plan for a secure and comfortable retirement when you call on Eric. Just like we're talking on our show today, Eric's going to help you with all the confusing high-risk strategies that we're all bombarded with. He's going to explain them to you in a much easier to understand conversation. So do take the time to set up that discovery session with Eric. Also, check them out on their website. Their website is wealthcreator.com. I know we're talking today about the difference between having investments in products and then having a financial plan. So again, we were just talking at the beginning of the show how people come in all the time and they don't really know, you know, the difference between the two. They don't realize, oh, I don't really have a solid financial plan. So can you just, again, just go through for us what is the difference between the two?
Yeah, well, really, if you're having, you know, investment products, those are literally just kind of the nuts and bolts, you know, mm-hmm. the things that go together to build something. So the problem is most people are focused on that because that can be the exciting area, right? If you right. buy a stock and it goes up 200 or 300% or something crazy like that, and you make all this money, you know, it's really no different than gambling, right? You get very excited, you get yeah. very happy about all that. The problem with that is it's not a plan. That just means you do good on that one product. And so really what we're talking about when you're talking about overall retirement and financial plan is how do all these things come together? You know, I mean, if your pilot is only checking the fuel level and checking the GPS, but not looking to make sure there's nothing hanging off the side of the plane or there's no, you know, bolts missing or other things, you know, that's really what a financial plan is doing, is it's looking for all those safety issues, all these things that could go wrong. You know, a plan has to work in the worst situation. And then obviously in the best situations can do, even, you know, even better than that. And investment allocation, really all that's saying is, oh, this should be okay, but who knows what's going to happen if things go bad? Well, this allocation may be totally wrong. So, you know, that's what you want to really look at, is how is that investment allocation changing and going to be serving you in retirement? Because then, of course, you need to start getting money out of it. You need to start, you know, being in that distribution mode. You know, if you want to get that 5-point plan, that income, investment, taxes, healthcare, and legacy plan, that blueprint to worry less wealth, so that way you don't have to worry about your finances, all you have to do is pick up the phone and call. No cost, no obligation. It's a very low-key approach. We're just going to see where you're at, do some strategies of things you can change, and then it's up to you if you want to take action or not. So, again, that phone number is 408-297-9800. Again, 408-297-9800. You can call or text 408-297-9800, or you can go online, find us anytime at wealthcreator.com.
You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial.
I've never felt better about our prospects for retirement. In one day, Heckman Financial taught us more about our retirement accounts than I ever believed possible. It feels great. After working with us to clarify our individual goals, they built a custom investment strategy for us that laid a smooth path to retirement. Their team of financial experts looked at every angle, legal, tax, investment, accounting, insurance. Then they used a tool called the Riskalyzer to develop a risk tolerance number for us, kind of like a speed limit. When they finished, we understood exactly how to reach our retirement goals. Eric Heckman showed us what we need to do to retire comfortably. Their blueprint to worry less wealth process put everything on one single page. My wife loved that. See what the team at Heckman Financial can do for you. 408-297-9800. Call or text 408-297-9800 or visit wealthcreator.com.
Welcome back. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer, and I am here with Eric Heckman. He's president of Heckman Financial. And today we are talking about worrying less. Okay, that's what Eric's show is all about. So call him or even text him at 408-297-9800. And to create that blueprint to worry less wealth, that 5-point plan, that number again is 408-297-9800. And that is complimentary, that blueprint to worry less wealth, when you call right now during our show. Today, we're asking the question, do you only have investments or do you have a true financial plan? So, Eric, let's talk about what makes a financial plan so important.
Well, you know, I mean, it's just think of it as if you're trying to build a house. I mean, if you're starting from scratch and, you know, trying to, you know, build this nice dream house and you got this nice plot of land, first thing you got to do is you got to, you know, have some plans drawn, right? If you don't, I mean, what are you going to do? Just start pouring foundations and start building, and then all of a sudden go, oh shoot, I didn't put the plumbing in the right spot.
Right.
And now I have to tear it all back up and, you know, redo all this stuff. I mean, it, you know, I can't even imagine somebody trying to build a, you know, any sort of structure without having some sort of real plan in place first. So, you know, really what that's doing is it's, you know, take into a lot of different things. I mean, things change over life, right? You know, especially as you get older and you retire. Sometimes you don't even know when you're going to retire. Sometimes you get forced into it due to health reasons, or maybe it's your spouse's health or something. You know, then of course markets change, like we just mentioned. You know, things, whatever new terrorist thing happens or new financial crisis type of issue, those things can come out there. There's a lot of risks. So, you know, what you want to do is make sure you've got some protection for all these risks. I mean, you know, again, going back to the analogy of, you know, if you're flying that plane and, you know, the pilot comes on and says, hey, you know, we're flying to New York today, our, you know, flight time should be 5 hours and we've got a, you know, 70% chance of making it there, maybe 75 if we don't spend too much fuel early on. You know, is everybody okay with that? Well, no. I want off the plane, you know.
Yeah.
And don't drag me, please.
Yeah, please.
So, you know, what you want to do is you want to have some sort of plan in place for the stock market risk, inflation risk, and longevity, health risk, all these things. So, you know, you need to have some sort of worst case scenario. So in case any of these things happen to you, which they all will, really, you know, at some point in time, they're going to be all issues. And so, you know, how are you going to address those issues? How's your plan of addressing those issues? You know, and most people are not going to be financial experts in this. I mean, some people love to do investments and love to watch the markets and all that, but they're not thinking about how long am I going to live? If I lose one spouse early on and I only have one Social Security check and for, you know, 2 years instead of 30 years, how does that affect your plan? You know, all these things that people think that they know, but they haven't really taken into consideration of these worst case scenarios. You know, and then also your financial advisor you might be working with, maybe somebody who's just an accumulation type of expert, somebody who's used to having people build up money for retirement, doesn't really work with people who know how to spend it. And the taxes get to be hugely different in retirement. You know, just the choices, the options you have to have a lot of knowledge around this area. And so if you're not working with somebody who's an expert in that area, you know, it could really come back to bite you, and it may be too late by the time you find out that there's an issue. So, you know, that's really why you want to have a real plan. So, you know, if you're over 50 years old and you're looking to retire in the next, you know, 5, 10, 15 years, that's the time frame when you want to be start shifting some of these assets into the right spots. I mean, there's some great products out there nowadays. There's some nice new things. You know, there's things that can be paying you 7-8% right now, things that are paying you 5 or 6 with tax benefits, all sorts of great things out there. There's ways to get lifetime income, lots of different things. So again, all you have to do is find out about these by doing a plan first, having that plan for that income. Then you're looking at your investments. Then how does taxes affect all that? And then, of course, looking at how's healthcare and legacy issues going to affect everything. So what you want to do is get that blueprint for your own financial plan, your own financial peace of mind. So that blueprint to worry less wealth, where you're going to have an exciting life, not an exciting portfolio. So if you want to take advantage of that today, all you have to be is one of the first 9 callers today on the show. No cost, no obligation, just us meeting, going over where you're at right now, then coming back for a strategy session. We'll show you some options for retirement, some options to make a real plan. And that's up to you if you want to take action or not. So again, all you have to do is pick the phone and give us a call today or text 408 408-297-9800. Again, it's 408-297-9800. Or you can always find us on wealthcreator.com.
Eric Heckman is in his 25th year at Heckman Financial, where they focus on lifetime income, alternative investments, and also creating your blueprint to worryless wealth. So if you would like to go through this 5-point process with Eric, it's customized. It's a blueprint to worryless wealth, and he is offering it to you right now at no cost, no obligation. Give him a call. They would love to help you out. Here's that number, 408-297-9800. If you want Eric to be your financial hero, call him or text him, 408-297-9800, and also check them out on their website, wealthcreator.com. We often talk on our show about how, you know, planning for retirement has changed, especially in the last 15 to 20 years. So I want you to kind of go over that for us.
Well, you know, one of the big things, of course, is people once upon a time had pensions. And unless you're one of those really old school people from maybe Lockheed or IBM or HP around here, you know, you don't have a pension unless, of course, it was, you worked for the government or maybe in the teaching profession. So, you know, very, very few professions are left with any sort of pension. So that puts us really all on our own to be taking care of everything. A lot of people were kind of sucked into that whole myth of the 401k. You'll have lower taxes in retirement. I still don't find this true with hardly any of my clients. Most of them have higher taxes in retirement because they've got all these taxable assets that they're taking money out of, and they've lost most of their deductions. So, you know, that's one of the big issues too. And then, of course, people are living way, way, way longer. You know, if you're a married couple today, age 65, it's a 50% odds that at least one of you makes it to 92, and 25% odds that at least somebody makes it to 95. So that's a 30-year retirement. You know, you probably only worked 40 years. So to retire almost for as long as you worked, that's a lot of money you got to have saved up. And, you know, and especially for a lot of people in the 2000s was such a bad decade that a lot of them had some hits and they didn't go up as far as they needed to. And now they're still trying to retire. So, you know, that's one of the tough things it's been is with people living so much longer. And I think that that trend's going to get even bigger over time. That, you know, you're going to have to learn on how to have some lifetime income, how to have some money that's going to be there for the rest of your life. And, you know, a lot of those products just really didn't exist 15, 20 years ago.
Is there a range of a dollar figure that I should be shooting for to determine for my retirement?
Well, you know, I mean, that's one of those things that people love to ask, actually.
That's because we want your opinion, and we just want somebody to just say, here it is, you know.
Yeah, here's the magic number. Yeah. Well, you know, the tough part about that is, I remember back in high school when I was looking to what kind of career or what I want to do after college, I figured all I had to do is, you know, make $100,000, and I'd be so financially set, so wealthy. Family of four. And you're making, I think they've actually moved to $125,000 for Stanford. They'll actually let, if you qualify to get in, they'll actually let your kid go there for free because they're figuring that you're low income in essence almost.
And that's
you
crazy.
Know, so if you know, if you're using one of these numbers, you know, I mean, you know, having $1 million used to sound like a lot of money. I mean, now that's actually our median home price around here. So, you know, $1 million, if you try to only take that 4% rule, that's $40,000 a year. That's not that much to sit there and retire on, you know. So, you know, that's less than $3,500 a month.
Oh, I mean, my.
Better
yeah.
have some pension and Social Security or something else. So, you know, so that's the tough part is if that number keeps changing. So if you set your sights on some number, then, you know, what's going to happen? Well, you know, obviously that may change with inflation and everything else over time, you know, but the other big, big problem I find with anytime you're focused on these numbers is, you know, a lot of times we can have people retire with even sometimes a smaller number, but get more income. So again, you know, if you want to take advantage of that, all you have to do is call or text 408-297-9800. Again, call or text 408-297-9800, or you can find us online at wealthcreator.com.
Take control of your financial future. Certified financial planner Eric Heckman invites you to his Third Thursday's Lunch and Learn workshops. These monthly educational workshops will help you learn proven strategies to maximize your retirement income and reduce your financial risk. Eric will also answer questions on Social Security, how to survive in a low interest rate environment, year-end tax planning, and more. Join Heckman Financial and Insurance Services for his Third Thursday's Lunch and Learn workshop at noon on the third Thursday of every month. A light lunch and parking will be provided. Reservations are required, so call today, 408-297-9800. That's 408-297-9800. For more information, go to wealthcreator.com and click on upcoming events. That's wealthcreator.com. Seats go fast, so call now, 408-297-9800.
Welcome back to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. I'm here with Eric today. We're so happy to have you again this weekend. Their mission at Heckman Financial is to get you to and through a worryless wealth retirement. Doesn't that sound nice? And their strategies are going to help you in minimizing fees and lowering your tax costs. So call or text them today for that portfolio stress test. And here's that number, 408-297-9800. Again, give them a call. Check them out on their website. It's wealthcreator.com. And that number again, 408-297-9800. Today we're discussing the topic of, do you have a bunch of investments or do you actually have a financial plan? So here's my simple question to you, Eric. How can you tell the difference between a portfolio of investments and a true financial plan?
Well, let's go over a couple things. One, the easiest is, the reason why we call our process the Blueprint to Worry Less Wealth is it's actually something written. So if you don't have... If you don't actually have some paper that says, here's your plan, you don't have a plan. If it's some website saying, hey, you've got a 70% chance or 80% chance of making it through retirement, that, again, not a plan. That's a hope. That's a dream that they're thinking that you're going to do it. Four out of five doesn't sound bad, but when you're the one out of five and it's a failure and you're not able to retire anymore, but you're 80 or 85, that's a big issue. So, one of the things is, do you actually have a plan? Then the next part is, if people just talk about diversification and that's how you can get income. No, that has nothing to do with income. That has to do with lowering risk, lowering volatility. That is something that you need to be looking at. But again, it's not a plan. It's not a way to take money. The other way you can definitely tell is if your financial advisors never even bother to look at your tax return, just figure out, which assets should you be taking? Are they telling you just to wait until 70 and a half before you take in your IRA? That's some of the worst advice usually out there, because lots of times you're going to build up a huge tax liability and then pay it all at once. You want to spread that tax hit over several years and lower that tax hit for the rest of your life, not just for 1 year. So, if your advisor really hasn't been doing any sort of budgeting and showing you how long, your money's going to last, and is there a spot where your money's most likely going to run out, and what's the backup plan then? That's where we're going to be talking about reverse mortgages. Lots of times we'll talk about that, is that's the backup plan if you need to. So, really what you want to have is, you want to have a written income plan that talks about how much money you're going to be spending. We're going to talk about inflation, how that's going to affect things. We're going to look at, what kind of risk level you have to have in there. How are you going to, cover healthcare and other types of things? And then what happens if Social Security and, tax laws change? How's that going to affect your plan? So that's what you really want to do, is have all that in a cohesive, real plan.
Eric, I know you said there's no magic formula, in determining how much do I need to save, but what are some questions that we need to be asking?
Well, there's no magic formula. There's no dollar number that, you must have type of thing. But, there are some things that you want to look at is, how long are you going to be able to work and be able to work? So sometimes, I just had a client, it actually worked out perfect. Dave was planning on working until March of 2019, but his company just offered a reduction in force package where, if he takes this in October, he'll stop working. They're going to pay him kind of his year-end bonus and then pay him all of 2018 income. All of a sudden, he's going to be retired in reality, October of 2017, almost, about exactly a year and a half, ahead of time. But almost all that time frame, he was actually gonna still get paid. So it was a great deal for him. But again, that, you know, now he may be spending money a little sooner because he's going to be doing different things, right? You know, then also, how much is it going to cost you in retirement? I mean, that's one of those big things that, you know, really depends on the person and the personalities. You know, I've got one client, Diane, where she just wants to, you know, do stuff at home, hang out with friends, do gardening, do stuff that's all pretty inexpensive. She travels a lot for her work, so she doesn't really care about traveling. To her, it's almost more of a pain. So, you know, but then there's other people who say, hey, I want to go see the world. I want to go do all these crazy things. You know, I want to, you know, hike to Machu Picchu. I want to do those river cruises. You know, I want to, you know, go all over. And that, obviously, that costs money too. So, you know, really, again, looking at, you know, how that's doing in terms of what type of expenses you're going to have. You know, looking at what's right for you and your situation, and, you know, really looking at how are you going to get ahead in terms of having money and having that plan in place. Because once you have that plan, you know how much you're supposed to spend. Then, you know, if you overdid it 1 year, maybe you need to, you know, drop down one vacation, or you can look at the portfolio. How's it actually done? You know, looking at things like that. But, you know, as long as you have a baseline to go back, then you know if you're on target or off target. If you don't have any plan, you have no idea how things are going. And then unfortunately, most people find out too late. And then they have a really, you know, not so great retirement where they're watching TV for 5 or 10 years instead of going out and having fun. So, you know, if you want to set up that plan, you want to, you know, have some sort of idea of where you're going to be going, have a written income plan that also then takes into account investments, taxes, healthcare, legacy issues, all 5 of those points, and one blueprint to worry less wealth, one way to have a lot less worry in your life and have really a way to take charge of your financial future, you know, so that way you can have an exciting life and maybe not as an exciting portfolio. All you have to do is pick up the phone, call. If you're one of the first 9 callers today, we're going to do this absolutely free, no cost, no obligation. Just come in. We talk one time, find out what your goals are, what you're shooting for. Then the next meeting is a strategy meeting where we look at what are you going to be doing? How can we change things? How can we get this plan in place? And that's up to you if you want to take action or not. So again, all you have to do is call or text 408-297-9800. Again, call or text 408-297-9800. Or you can find us anytime at wealthcreator.com.
We're discussing whether or not you simply have investments or do you have a true financial plan. Eric, let's say that I have discovered that I don't have the kind of plan that I think would be best for me, all right? Now what do I do? How do I find the right type of advisor?
Yeah, well, that can be really tough. And unfortunately, the Department of Labor, Obama had asked them to put in this fiduciary rule, which basically switches people from doing what's basically, you know, good enough for you, something that's, you know, really in the advisor or the advisor's, you know, firm that they work for, their best interest. And now they're going to actually have to put your best interest forward. Well, unfortunately, that Trump administration delayed that by a couple months. And now we don't even know if it'll go through or not. And so one big benefit of that was going to be for the consumer is they would know that these people are now having to work for their best interests. So one of the first things you want to do is right now, don't believe the myth and the hype that these people are really under the fiduciary standard, because they're not. So only work with somebody who is actually a true fiduciary. One of the flags that they're not is they'll have a thing called registered representative on their card. That means they work for a broker dealer. That broker dealer is some big, you know, financial firm that tells them what products they can and can't use for their clients. And so just by that, you know, they're limited on what kind of things they can help you with. And their first and foremost duty, legally and even with civil and criminal penalties for security violations, they have to do whatever their broker dealer, you know, instructs them to do. So, you know, that's one of those tough things. So, you know, what you want to do is see if somebody is a registered investment advisor. They should have a CFP designation, you know, certified financial planner. They should have some other designations to prove that they've actually done work in this business, that they actually know what they're talking about, you know. And then also you want to make sure that, you know, how are they doing that plan? Are they actually, you know, looking at everything? Are they asking you for your tax return? You know, if they don't ask for your tax return, then that's a huge, huge red flag, because how can they, you know, be talking about IRAs, Roth, 401k, all these tax issues, and not even ask about your taxes. You can always check on their background on our website on wealthcreator.com. We've actually got a great resource on there. You know, if you want to create that blueprint to worry less wealth, and you want somebody like us to do it, you know, we're going to do this for absolutely no cost, no obligation. All you have to do is pick up the phone and call or text 408-297-9800. Again, call or text 408-297-9800. Or you can find us anytime at wealthcreator.com. Wealthcreator.com.
Apart from the turmoil, above it all, people just want to know their assets are protected from market losses, positioned beyond the reach of the next Brexit or the wrong candidate winning the next election. Call Eric Heckman for your personalized blueprint to worry less wealth. Independent advice, proprietary approaches. Eric can help you stay on the path toward an independent retirement. If protection is important to you, get your own blueprint to worry less wealth. Just call or text 408-297-9800. That's 408-297-9800. Don't be caught up in the roller coaster of global events. Be independent with Heckman Financial. Call or text 408-297-9800. Or you can always visit wealthcreator.com. That's wealthcreator.com.
Welcome back to Wealth Creator Radio. I've got our special guest here, Marilyn Brown Ross. She's our reverse mortgage guru. Good to have you.
Good to be here. Thank you for having me.
So let's talk a little bit about reverse mortgages. I mean, I think we always have to do a primer and start off with what the heck are they and what are they not.
Okay. A reverse mortgage is a way for seniors to tap into that equity in the house. It's kind of like the house is like a big savings account. And if you're not working, if you're a retired senior, it's pretty hard to get a line of credit or anything these days. So the reverse mortgage lets you tap into that equity to enrich your lifestyle.
That no taxes.
No taxes. Yeah. It's a, you know, it's for the right person. It's not the right thing for everyone, but that's my job. That's what I do. I put the analysis together and we go from there. And I'll be the first one if I don't think it's the right thing for you. I'll be the first one to say, you know what, let's try something else. 99% of the time, people are just loving them because it allows them either to pay off their mortgage and not have a monthly payment and they get that extra money, or to, if they don't have a monthly payment, to tap that money and get extra income, whether it be monthly, they can take a lump sum, they can leave it in a line of credit that has a growth rate attached to it, and every year that it sits there, it gets bigger and bigger, depending on as they get older, it's more money for them.
Yeah, so it's really a way to, I mean, first and foremost, just get rid of some of the costs and some of the headaches of having to pay a mortgage and having to cash in assets and pay taxes on maybe retirement plans or whatever else you're using to pay that mortgage money. And now, of course, when you don't have that mortgage, you know, that money's sitting there doing other stuff, right? So that's one of the big benefits.
It is. It's funny, financial planners in the past, you being the exception, of course, they didn't have the really grasp what it was. But now the financial planners are really grasping it because it allows their clients to leave that portfolio alone rather than trying to, if they need money, to sell off the assets or do whatever and be taxed on it. They can do this reverse mortgage and no taxes, no tax consequences.
And they still leave the house to the kids?
The house, that's the biggest fallacy out there. Back when they started in the early 80s, it used to be the banks or mortgage company lender would go on title with you. They'd say, you want to do this reverse mortgage, then we're going to be on your title, which was a horrible thing because you were giving up part of your home. When it was sold, then they got to have their portion of your equity. So that only lasted a while, but it seems like when someone hears a negative thing, I still hear that today. I'd love to do this. However, I want to leave the house to the children, my heirs. Well, and that's exactly what happens. It stays. No one goes on title with you. It's your home. You leave it to whoever you want. It can be in a trust. I mean, anything you want to do with that home is up to you.
Yeah. And so that's, I mean, the real big benefit is having, you know, that control. You don't have to go move and lose your Prop 13 tax basis. You don't have to go find new neighbors and friends. And you know,
absolutely. That's my first question. I'll ask the client, are you planning on staying here? I've been here 40, 50 years. I want to die in this house. And that's mostly. Once in a while, I'll hear somebody say, you know what, maybe I'm going to move. And I'll say, well, let's look at some other options then. Rather than going through all of this, maybe there's something else that you can do. And I've had many people say, nope. There isn't. I've tried everything, so I want to do the reverse.
Yeah. And the other problem, too, is a lot of seniors, I find what they did is they went out and got a home equity line of credit. And then, of course, now rates are starting to move up a little bit. They've seen a little bit increase, but that you have to at least pay that interest. You don't have to actually usually pay the principal, but they also do have a timeline, usually about 10 to 20 years, where all of a sudden that thing comes due and you got to pay it somehow, right?
I'm doing one right now where in 4 months, the interest is going to go sky high, and they want to get out from under that.
When people have a reverse mortgage, what happens if they, you know, down the road need more cash out? Because there's two things. One, of course, is the value of the house, which in our area almost doesn't matter because most homes are over the maximum value. But you know, the other big factor is age, right? So 62 is the youngest?
62 is the youngest. You have to be both on title have to be 62. We can do it if one is younger, but usually 62 on title. Yes, and they can pull more out. Let's say they do it. I'm doing another one right now that we did it when the home was appraised at $500,000. Well, since that point, it's gone to like $700,000. But the max claim amount is $636,150. So, yes, they'll have a lot more money, plus the fact they're older. So we run the figures, and you can redo this, and it's not a mortgage. There's mortgage insurance premium on it to make it a non-recourse loan. And the government prorates that. So the second time you do it, it's not nearly as costly as it is the first time.
So the fees are lower if you're trying
Absolutely.
To refinance it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, maybe we should touch on that since you used stuff that maybe not everybody knows, non-recourse. So what does that mean exactly?
That means that, so you do a reverse mortgage. Let's say you do it today. Your house is worth $600,000. And you have a $400,000 mortgage, and you're old enough that the reverse will pay that off. So it would pay it off, but let's say next year, heaven forbid, I don't think it will happen, especially here, the value of your property goes down to $300,000. The bubble bursts, and you're at $300,000, but you owe $400,000. What that mortgage insurance does, it guarantees that nobody could say to you, hey, this piece of property is only worth $300,000, but you owe $400,000. You need to pay that $100,000. Or when you leave it to your heirs, and if it's upside down, they can just walk away from it. They don't have to worry about paying anything back.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's another great part.
Yeah.
You know, and also the other part that I think a lot of people kind of don't really kind of go deeper in on is the taxes. And not just the taxes from the reverse mortgage, but what the taxes do to your other rest of your financial plan. Because if you're not cashing in, you know, 401k or IRA dollars, then you might actually be able to avoid taxes on your Social Security. You
know, absolutely. There's
all sorts of things that you can now get benefits from that you weren't able to get. You know, there's certain things like, for medical deductions, you have to have that be more than 7.5% of your adjusted gross income. Well, if all of a sudden you didn't have to take out as much money,
that's right.
Your income just now dropped, and now you got better write-offs. So a lot of times people, I don't think, fully understand how the reverse mortgage, irrespective of what it's doing, it helps actually the rest of your entire financial plan. And, you know, and that can be a good, really good way to save some money on taxes and actually, you know, ironically leave more assets behind,
right?
Which people always worry about, right? Is that one of the big fears or big concerns?
Absolutely.
People have is on the, you know, my kids won't get in my house or.
Yep. They want the heirs to have the home. And what's funny, some of them will say, you know what? I put these kids through college. They're doing well. I want to enjoy my home. But some will say, no, I want to leave this to my children. And it does go to them, but they get the benefit of using what they need. I mean, I always say, you know, it's wonderful, obviously, take care of your children, but don't go without, you know, I never advocate just spending it all, you know, just blowing it, but right. You need to make your life comfortable because us as seniors, we're not that, you know, we need to have a little quality of life.
you know, really just get that analysis done and find out, okay, how does this work for either themselves or sometimes it's, you know, it's their parents, right? Maybe it's the adult kids for saying, hey, you know, mom and dad would really probably should use some more money and could do this. So what's the best way to get a hold of you?
Give me a call at 408-722-0010. 408-722-0010.
And then there's also a link at wealthcreator.com on the radio page that has a link to be able to email you. And again, it's a nice, easy way to do it. Just call up and, you know, get that analysis done. See if it makes sense for you and your family. And, you know, even if it doesn't, at least now you get the information. And that's
exactly.
That's
it's an option. Thing. I like to have seniors have options to know what's out there.
Well, it was great having you on this month, and we'll have you back next month.
Thanks. Great being here.
With that, we'll be right back on Wealth Creator Radio. You're listening to Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial.
Take control of your financial future. Certified financial planner Eric Heckman invites you to his Third Thursday's Lunch and Learn workshops. These monthly educational workshops will help you learn proven strategies to maximize your retirement income and reduce your financial risk. Eric will also answer questions on Social Security, how to survive in a low interest rate environment, year-end tax planning, and more. Join Heckman Financial and Insurance Services for his Third Thursday's Lunch and Learn workshop at noon on the third Thursday of every month. A light lunch and parking will be provided. Reservations are required, so call today, 408-297-9800. That's 408-297-9800. For more information, go to wealthcreator.com and click on upcoming events. That's wealthcreator.com. Seats go fast, so call now, 408-297-9800. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. California Insurance License 0E89971. Guarantees and protections provided by insurance products are backed by the financial strength of the issuing insurer.
And we're back. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer, and I'm talking today with Eric Heckman. And here's that number to call again for your blueprint to worryless wealth. It is 408-297-9800. Today, we've been discussing the topic, do you simply have investments or do you have a true financial plan? So, Eric, are there any other financial planning tips that we need to be considering?
Well, just kind of the highlights. So the highlights would be really, you know, you can't get a second opinion, of course, from the person who gave you your first opinion. So
right.
So making sure you have somebody who's actually going to, you know, look at your stuff objectively. Diversification, it lowers the risk of loss, but it does not apply that you have a financial plan. It doesn't actually imply that you have any income coming out of that plan. You know, those robo-advisors, these online, you know, financial planning type tools, they'll give you asset allocation, but they're not going to give you tax advice. They're not going to be talking to you about, you know, hey, why don't you give your kids some stock instead of selling it yourself because it'd be cheaper in taxes.
Mm,
you know, little
yeah.
things like that. They're not going to talk to you about it. You know, looking up your advisor on, you know, like I said, on our website, wealthcreator.com, we've got a great, you know, tool to look up those advisors to see, make sure that they know what they're doing, that they haven't been doing anything wrong. You know, then also you want to be looking for the advisor's philosophy. What is their philosophy? And hopefully they have one. And, you know, are they actually giving you a written plan? Are they actually typing up things and showing it to you and proving that these things work? Or are they just kind of guessing? And then, you know, make sure it's somebody who will walk you through the whole process and take the time to do it. And never, ever, ever, don't ever buy anything or commit to anything in the first meeting. If you have to do that the first meeting, then that's a timeshare presentation type thing. And just get out of there and, you know, run away
run.
Or whatever. And so, you know, so these are the things that you want to be looking for. You know, really, again, like we've been saying, it's really more about having a full plan. And so having something where you're not just guessing on how things are going to be, not looking at and say, oh yeah, we've got a, you know, 70-80% chance of success in retirement. And, you know, who cares about those times where we totally fail in retirement because we'll be able to retire again. Right. And so, you know, that's one of these things that you want to make sure that you've got a real plan in place, that you've got something that's actually concrete, that's something that's written. So, you know, when you're talking about this, you want to make sure it's a written plan that takes care of these five things. Again, first, the income, most critical factor, no income, that means no retirement. So you got to have that. Secondly, then you finally talk about the investments, not first. That's the biggest problem is most people want to go investments first. Then we want to talk about taxes and, you know, how do you structure these? How do you take money out? Where should that money be coming from? Because that's a huge effect in retirement. And then how's healthcare and legacy issues going to affect all these things? So, you know, once you have that, you actually have a real blueprint to worry less wealth. You've got a blueprint to having, you know, less worry and stress about life. And, you know, you don't have to worry about your money. You can worry about how much fun you're going to have. And you're going to have an exciting life, not an exciting portfolio. So, again, if you want to take advantage of this, all you have to do is pick up the phone, text, or call 408-297-9800. Again, that's 408-297-9800. And you can find us anytime at wealthcreator.com. That's all for this week's show. We'll be back next week, same time, same place. And you can always find us online at wealthcreator.com and even listen to the podcast of the show. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week.
Information provided during Wealth Creator Radio is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. California Insurance License 0E89971, IRS Circular 230 Notice. Any tax advice given as part of this presentation is not intended or written to be used and cannot be used by any taxpayer for the purpose of avoiding tax penalties or promoting, marketing, or recommending to another party any matter or transaction addressed herein.